Welcome to Waking Up with Melissa, a podcast that takes a deep dive into personal development, spirituality, and how to grow your online business. I'm your host, Melissa Ruiz, a spiritual and mindset business coach for all conscious healers out there. Stay tuned every week while I share insight on how to balance your business and also stay in alignment with your higher self. I truly feel that we all uniquely possess all the things we are seeking if we simply allow ourselves to surrender, to be present, and to take action in our lives.
Welcome back to another solo podcast on Waking Up with Melissa. Today, we're diving into New Earth entrepreneurship as it relates to marketing and the five key areas that we are going to look at. And before we examine these five areas, I want to share with you the backstory on how I started to work with New Earth codes. And when I say the codes, I mean there were many different things that I started to have awareness on. And this actually happened a year ago. A year ago, I was in Tulum. And I was running and hosting a retreat for our mastermind students. And I was tuning into the field and I was asking, what can I teach this beautiful group of entrepreneurs who are so centered? They are so conscious beings that are desiring to bring impact into the world and change. What do I teach them? And I remember the New Earth entrepreneurship codes started to come in, and I started to get the sense of what's not good and a contribution to the planet is not useful. And it doesn't matter what you do, is how you do it. Being in business, there's nothing wrong with that. There is nothing innately wrong with wanting to share your purpose and wanting to share the things that you've learned. I think about Jesus. He is an entrepreneur, you know, just sharing the wisdom and the awareness of what he learned and was sharing it with people, and whoever wanted to follow, followed. It's the same thing. It's like when you start to learn concepts that radically change your life, you just want to share them. I really do believe that that's the ascension process of becoming a more, I don't even want to say spiritual beings because we're all spiritual beings, but more connected beings, right? When you think about the energy of love, what is it that you think of? To me, I think of giving, I think of compassion, I think of forgiveness, I think of operating in the highest frequency. And so I want you to relate that to your business. And that's when I started to realize that New Earth abundance is a whole thing. And that was the energy of how we need to be working with money. I started to realize that New Earth leadership started to also take shape. And that is the ways that we are showing up in our communities in a way of evening the playing field, of getting in that field with your students and not having a hierarchy. And then I started to realize that there was this whole other concept of how we've learned to be in business and how we need to be in business. So let's dive right into these five key areas. I know that this is going to radically change some things for people, especially for people who feel like the reason why they haven't shared their offering is because they feel weird about marketing, or they feel salesy, or they feel like they're going against their own innate intuition. And my highest intention is I'm going to show you how marketing is actual magic. And I'm going to show you how marketing is just brand awareness. And I'm going to show you how when you market in a way that feels grounded and expansive, it can truly feel like you are flying. Number one, the length of your offer matters. The old way of being in business is you need to bring in monthly recurring revenue. Bring an offer that's 3 months, 6 months, or a year, and have a student be with you for as long as possible because that's how you predict income. I don't buy into this BS. And the reason why I don't is because instead of figuring out the length of the offer and needing it to be longer, I base the length of my offer on what is going to help me bring this student the transformation they desire. Is it 1 day? Is it 6 weeks? Is it 3 months? And I make it that, and I don't make it more than that. And I'll give you a perfect example. When I started my business, all I heard was you need to have a 3 month coaching program. Well, of course, me being me, I'm like, that doesn't feel good for me. I want to do 6 weeks. Then I heard, well, you have to start from the bottom up and you need to first work with one-on-one. And I'm like, that also doesn't feel good for me. I want to speak to the masses. I want to speak to multiple people. Like one-on-one, like that may feel easy for certain people, but that actually makes me contract. And so I created my first business course, which is Unleash and Unveil Your Soul Business, still out in the market. We are running our 11th round now, but it was first 6 weeks. And I think there's something so important to share about that, because you cannot market and share something you don't believe in. And if we're being told that it has to be this way and we don't feel like we have more than 6 weeks of information to give, then that ultimately is going to stop you from sharing, because you're going to get on this train of, I need to get ready, I need to get ready, I need to get ready, more, 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 more learning. I'm not ready. I'm not ready. And I can tell you that that's not how you get there. That's not how you get there. You're never, ever, ever going to be in a place where you wake up and you're like, I'm ready. Never, never. I never was ready for anything that I did in my life, but I was open. And because I was open, things happen. Number two, this is going to be an important one. Might trigger some people. It's all good, because we're just here to teach and to share information. Take what you want, leave what does not resonate. We should not be marketing to pain points. High conscious buyers are not in their pain. So why do we think that if we share and remind them of their pain, that they're going to buy anything? They're not. You're only going to attract people at that level. High conscious buyers look at their pain and they look at it as a gift. High conscious buyers look at their pain and understand that that was the catalyst that allowed them to be in the position they are now. Oftentimes, high conscious buyers look at their pain, not as pain, but as something very purposeful that needed to happen. And I know that sounds crazy, even me saying it, right? Because we don't know what anybody has gone through. And listen, I've gone through some crazy ass shit too. And when I was in the thick of it, I couldn't hear this message. It's like, no, I didn't deserve that. I didn't need that. And of course you didn't deserve that. And of course you didn't need that. But that's what happened in order for your soul to continue to evolve and break the karmic cycles. That's what happens. Sometimes I think that the universe spiritually body slams us into submission until we learn, and it hurts sometimes. But the people who have moved from that pain know that they are on purpose because of it. So I'm going to give you something that you could be doing instead, and that is to bring in the problem areas, which is different than pain points. You see, the reason why I like these areas is because this is more based on psychology. You see, people don't buy things they don't need. And people always buy things that they feel that in the pursuit of purchasing it, it's going to resolve a problem. So let's just take the simplest of examples. I feel cold. And so because I feel cold and I have no sweaters and I moved into a state where I don't have that specific attire, I go and I purchase a sweater. And so my problem is I'm cold. And so because I'm cold, I'm going to buy a sweater and that's going to resolve my problem. Well, I want you to think of your business like that. I want you to think about the problem areas that this person has. Maybe they are looking to be more connected to themselves. Maybe they are looking to be the person that goes on a solo trip and feel confidently doing that. Maybe they are the person that wants to hit their next business goal because they see themselves speaking on a global stage. That's a problem. That is a problem in your business. I always say that's a good problem. That's not bad. And so when you think about your business in that way, you'll start to release this need of, I have to talk about the extreme pain they're in, because if I speak to the extreme pain they're in, then they're going to buy. No, because do you think that's going to be the most qualified client for you to work with? I need my clients to be motivated. I need my clients to have a certain level of self-awareness in order for this work to even land and make sense. You don't want somebody in extreme pain. You want somebody who understands that they have a problem and they want a solution now. That's what you want. A problem could be, I haven't taken a vacation for a year. I want to go on a vacation. Okay, all of a sudden you start Googling. And if something comes up that solves that problem, you're going to book it. I want you to look at your business in a more objective way, because that's what's going to help you start to feel better about your business. It's going to help you sharpen your magic marketing skills. This is an important skill to have in business. I was a TV producer for 13 years. I went to school for journalism, and I can't tell you how often and how many shows I sold, not with a video, not with any fancy website, but with a piece of paper and words on it. You see, your words matter. So instead of selling and marketing to pain points, start to talk about the transformation and the problem areas that they're having so that they understand that they desire a solution to that problem. And if and when they're ready, they will do it. Number three, attraction versus hustle. Old way of being in business has been this hustle mentality. Just DM 500 people, just do it, and you will get there. And that just doesn't work right now. And it doesn't work like right now because the energy that is pulsing through this planet is just not supporting that anymore. That's why you're seeing so many more people rest. That's why you're seeing so many people slow down, because they have been operating in that way and out of alignment with their purpose for such a long time. Now, if you don't feel like this applies to you, that's perfect, because you've probably been vibrating and in alignment with your purpose and your highest self. So I feel like this as well. Like, I don't feel like I'm slowing down. I'm actually feeling like I'm speeding up, because I've been operating in this frequency for quite some time. So I can tell really quickly when I know that I'm not supposed to be doing. And I don't bully myself to do anything in business, not one thing. If it feels difficult, not from the I need to break through this limiting belief, but if it feels difficult, like in my body, I feel like I want to throw up just thinking about it, I'm not going to do it. And I think there's a certain level of power that comes from that. And so New Earth Entrepreneurship is asking us, could you surrender and could you trust yourself and your offering and your business so hard that there is no resistance to your desire and that you magnetize it and attract it into your life? And you see, this is a loaded question. Because some people that are listening to this, they're going to be like, tell me the 1, 2, 3. Like, I want to know 1, 2, 3 step so that I can X, Y, and Z. But life doesn't work like that. Life is the biggest mystery ever. Nobody knows what is going to happen. And that's why the moment is now. I got a profound message the other day when I went to yoga, and the teacher said things that I've heard before, but it landed differently. And she said, if you want to do this pose, do it. And usually they say, and if you want to pass it, pass it. But instead she said, and just do it. And I was like, ooh, okay. And she said, and just do it. Because you get this moment once. And that's it. Like, once this moment is over, it's done. And if you're the person that always passes on doing something in the moment, life is going to pass you by. Because another moment's going to come and you're going to be like, oh, I don't want to. Oh, it's not right. But it's never right. It's never the right time. The moment is now. Just ask yourself, what is my desire? What do I want? Where am I now? Where do I want to be? And how will I get there? And this is tough for some people, because when we're talking about attracting, we're talking about the divine feminine energy, the water element of letting go. And most of us have not had the privilege to rest. Most of us have not had the privilege to let go, because we feel if we let go, our survival is on the line. We're used to hustling. Shit, that makes us feel really comfortable, because we know if we hustle, we're going to get to that goal. And you see New Earth Entrepreneurship and the energy that is really holding the earth right now is going to teach you this lesson over and over and over and over, that you are not going to be able to hustle your way through, that it's going to hurt so bad that you're actually going to quit on the things that you're supposed to be doing on this planet. Because remember what I said? It's not what you do, it's how you do it. How can we be in our business in a way that honors the energetics? Because you cannot separate them, human. You cannot separate the energetics from your business because you are a being that's operating the business and you are a spiritual being that's operating the business and everything is energy. You are more energy than matter. And you see the people who are creating amazing things in this life, they know to create from the field and not from the matter. They know when they look at their reality, that reality is just old thoughts that they've thought that have materialized. How can you attract where you desire to be by holding a vision of what you want and what you desire so high that you retrain the mind to only look at that? You know, I really think that we are in a plague of overthinking. And sometimes some people, they say, well, that's easy for you, but I just keep thinking negative thoughts. And that's okay. It's a muscle. It's a muscle and you have to practice it. Are you going to have abs if you go to the gym once or twice? No, you got to keep going. You got to keep retraining that muscle. But the same way you've trained your muscle to think negative, the same way you've trained your muscle to always feel like you're getting the shit end of the stick, you can train that muscle to go the other way. It's actually really hard for me to think negative these days because my baseline is everything's always working out for me. My baseline is everything's happening for my highest alignment. My baseline is everything's unfolding at the right time, at the right place. I'm meeting the right people. Nothing's wrong. Everything is happening the way it needs to be. In fact, it's better than I thought. In fact, it keeps getting better. Do you see the energy that I'm going and the momentum that I am deciding to jump on? That energy is going to get you closer to where you desire. That energy is going to attract and magnetize anything and everything that you want. You know, the other day I was watching this documentary about the governor from California, Arnold, right? The former bodybuilder. And I was blown away. It was manifestation 101. He literally had posters. The skinny, scrawny guy had posters all over his wall of wanting to be this jacked up person and wanting to be the best, and he did. And then had another vision of being in movies, and he did, and he didn't even know the language. Crazy. And you see these stories all of the time. Do you think they worked hard and hustled their way through? No, they just had a deep desire and a clear vision, and they fed that vision more. If you feel like you want to be a six-figure entrepreneur, seven-figure entrepreneur, you can do it. If you feel like you want to sit on top of a mountain and that's success, do it. But please don't do it just because you're settling. There's a difference. And I think that's happening a lot. I don't need this anymore. I don't want it. Do you really not want it? Or are you actually playing small? You got to be honest with yourself. I've told you my definition of success. Actually, success to me is being in my PJs and recording this podcast. Success is me working with people who I truly cannot wait to talk to because I'm excited about what they get to do in this world. And I am so proud of who they are and what their business has allowed them to become. It's not about how much money they make. I love to see them living in another country. I love to see them positioning themselves as a retreat leader. I love to see them bringing a contribution so expansive to this planet because I know that that's going to help somebody. What does success look like to you? To me, it's just waking up and doing what I want, when I want, how I want. I'm not forced to do anything. I don't have to record a podcast for almost 100 episodes. Nobody's paying me to do this. I've had not one sponsor. Not because I can't. Because I don't desire it. Because I want my message to be unfiltered. I want it to be unhinged. I want it to be Melissa the being and Melissa the human. You get to do what you desire to do, but you cannot do that and hold a belief that goes against that. You can't do that and still feel like you're wasting your time. You can't do that and feel like nobody's ever going to listen. Why does this matter? Because it matters to you. And I'm fucking sorry, but like, that's the most important thing ever. If you're not a good being to yourself. How can you be a good wife? How can you be a good sister? How can you be a good daughter? How can you be a good brother? How can you be a good citizen? How? You can't. Because the way you treat other people ultimately stems from how you treat yourself. And yet we're still in this age of when you decide to put yourself first, people will call you conceited, selfish. Is that really selfish? Doesn't seem like it to me. Seems like actually the most healthy, appropriate thing to do is to listen to our inner guidance, because that inner guidance is pure, positive love frequency. Move right along. We're going to move into number 4, convincing versus confident when selling. This is what needs to change. We think that we have to fix people's objection of they don't have time and they don't have money and all of these things. But you know what? Like when I didn't have time and when I didn't have money, I have made the biggest leaps in my fucking life. And I'm not saying everybody's like this, but I'm saying that those are the people that I want to work with. So in my mind, I never handled the objection of time and money because, I mean, again, I said that this episode is going to be a little triggering. I don't believe in the two. And this is my personal opinion. So you do not have to believe me. But I don't adhere to time because every time I adhere to time, I feel constricted. Every time I adhere to time, I feel like there is this time police that is like forcing me to crank out things that are just not ready. Time to me is an illusion, and I know it's an illusion because I have felt the sweetness of being so disconnected from needing to be anywhere at any time, whether it's in my business or in the physical reality, and I feel blissed out, and I feel like this is life, and I feel like I am living, and I feel on time and in my purpose. I feel this the most when I'm on retreat. And in the beginning, it used to take me quite a bit of time to recover because there was a part of me that used to kick myself in the ass and say, you're not posting enough. You're not sharing enough on stories. But I didn't want to be anywhere else other than the place that I was in. And this is why most of my retreats, like you just got to be there to experience it. There's no professional photography or anything like that. Most of the footage is taken by our students and they send it to me and I put things together, which I love. And so this is how we start to shift into being confident and being clear when we sell our offers. And we get out of this, I need to handle their objection. I need to convince them why they need to do this. You actually really don't. I just invested in a mastermind and they offered a call and I literally said, I don't need a call, just send me the invoice. And it's not because I have done this before. It's just because I know what I want and I'm confident that when I go for what I want, there is no other choice but for it to happen. I don't have to convince anybody to work with me. I know who I am and I know my potency and I know what I bring to the table. And I know that when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. And by the way, I'm not the only teacher. Everybody's a teacher. You listening to this is a teacher. Earth is teaching. The plants are teaching. Everything is teaching. Your ex taught you. The people you will meet today will teach you. Everything is teaching you. Everything is an innate guru. You are your biggest guru. Just close your eyes and look within. And when you start to follow that within you, you'll start to gain that sense of intuition. You'll start to strengthen the clarity of what you know and how you know it. And you don't need to know all the reasons how you get your information. You just know what you know and you just proceed. Just know that you are a beautiful, connected, innate being that is here to serve this planet. But first, you got to serve yourself, human. And so when I see people struggling in their business and they're not getting the result that they want, I always look at them. Okay, let's examine you. What are you doing for yourself? How are you treating yourself? How are you watering your own soil? You want to give, give, and give, but you got to remember that this cup gets empty. I've been meditating for 7 years now. And I have to at this point. I would not be able to serve people because that time is for me to fill up my cup. And then I have a little extra to pour into somebody else's. So the fourth step when it comes to New Earth entrepreneurship is alchemizing this hustle culture. The vibe is not booked and busy. The vibe is I'm intuitive and moving through my heart space. And I know that I'm not missing an opportunity because what's meant for me will never miss me. And if I am supposed to work with this person, I just will. And actually, the more I let go and the more I relax, the more I actually attract that towards me. And number five, this is about looking at what's in alignment for both parties. So this may be and show up in your sales process. Maybe you're looking at somebody and you're talking to them and you know that they're not a good energetic fit. Release that client. Don't sign them. Send them to somebody, a friend, a coworker, or just be honest and let them know, I don't think you're going to be a good fit for this program. Maybe the information that you have is going to absolutely overwhelm them and they're not there yet. Maybe they've already passed the course that you have and you actually need to share something else. Maybe you guys are just literally not an energetic fit. And you've heard me say this before. This is about energetically qualifying somebody. There's certain people who have certain frequency patterns that just don't jive with me. And that's okay. It doesn't make it wrong. It doesn't make me right. And it doesn't make anything. It just means that we are all clustered beings. You got to find your cluster. You got to find your soul tribe. How do you find them? When you see that you're all vibrating at that level, it doesn't mean that you're the same being. I'm just saying that you're saying yes more than you're saying no. And so New Earth entrepreneurship is going to require us to look at the quality of our work and to start to ask ourselves, is this in my highest alignment? And is this in their highest alignment? Oh, humans, I have so much to share with you, especially in this category of number five. You know how many people are still doing things that are not in their highest alignment? Do you know how many people still have prices of $1 and they feel used every time they put their offer out there? And it causes them so much pain because they're putting so much of their energy and work, which by the way, if you want to have an offer that's whatever price and that feels honoring to you, and this is how you know the difference, it feels honoring to you, then you do it. But if you have an offer and it's a certain price and it's not honoring to you, and the reason why you haven't changed it is because you haven't been able to rise to that frequency of I'm deserving of this just because, not because of anything else, because I said so, because it's what feels good for me, because it's what is resonating at a frequency that makes me smile and is going to make me excited to get up every single day and do this work. Do you know how many people have offers that they need to kill and they haven't because it's bringing in revenue in their business? That's out of alignment. You know how many people need to shift and change the way they're in their business right now, and you see it. And they're still gripping and holding on to the last thread because their ego is still like, I want to be known for this podcast. I want to be known for this. I'm just going to keep it going. Let it go. There's so much power in the unknown. And that's where our biggest creation lives. Creation comes from the void with no pressure, no time, no money talk. That's where creation lives. People who create, they're not thinking, how much time do I have to create this? How much money is this going to make me? I'm sure some are, but most beings and creations come from the wonder and the possibility of what it can be. And they keep working on, oh, I wonder what this could be. Oh, I wonder what this could be. Oh, this is interesting. I wonder what it would evolve to. And if I do this, oh my God. And can you imagine this? And can you imagine that? And then all of a sudden, it materializes and it becomes something because you did that. Human beings, this is such a beautiful episode. So excited to continue to bring in these gems on this podcast. Celebrate with us. We're almost 3 episodes, maybe 2 episodes away from hitting 100 episodes on Waking Up with Melissa. If you've been liking the podcast and you have found this valuable, if you have found a resource in this, please screenshot it. Tag me in Instagram at I am Melissa Ruiz. Consider leaving us a review. And for this week, just wanted to announce that our Cosmic Genius waitlist is now open. Check your emails. You'll be able to work with me for an entire year. You'd be able to come on a retreat with me, get coached by me, get mentored by me, and meet your next new soul community inside of Cosmic Genius. Go ahead and check out the link on my website, IamMelissaRuiz.com, or send me a DM and type the word attract, and I'll share a little more information on that. Go with peace. Go with God. Breathe.